The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good evening on the East Coast. This is the National Intel Report. I'm Darren Wick, sitting in for John Stettmiller today, as it is the 15th of February, 2013. Thanks for joining us once again, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you that don't know who I am, I know that there's a lot of listeners who listen during the week that probably never listen on the weekends. I host a show called Govern America on Saturday mornings, and I encourage you to tune in tomorrow. And we cover a lot of information, a lot of documentation, and there's certainly no shortage of things to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. I got a lot of information here to share with you today. We'll open up the phone lines later on the broadcast at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Economic news, we have the unemployment numbers out, and we see that the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the United States Department of Labor, is increasingly saying that the unemployment numbers are falling. We have 341,000 new first-time filers. And I remember, I've been covering this every week pretty much for, well, I don't know, for the last couple of years, I guess, on my program. And it seems to me like every single week, looking back the previous 4 weeks, we've had literally hundreds of thousands, over 300,000 new first-time filers every single week. Or every single, you know, when they come out with a new set of numbers for the previous 4 weeks, ladies and gentlemen. And we're propagandized by the media and by the government establishment here that we're in a recovery, that there's an economic recovery going on. And it's just remarkable to me how, if you repeat a lie often enough, people tend to believe it. But it's not going to stick when you look around and you go to your local mall and you see business after business after business boarded up. You can see the unemployment, the foreclosure signs in front of the homes all across America. So anyway, they say that the numbers are trickling downward. I guess if once everybody's out of work in the whole country, eventually the numbers will be zero, right? It was down another 27,000, according to what they say, to 341,000 for the last 4 weeks. In the meantime, we find out that food stamp rolls in America now surpass the population of Spain. That according to CNS News. They say since taking office in 2009, food stamp rolls under President Barack Obama have risen to more than 47 million people in America, exceeding the population of Spain. And we're in an economic recovery. They say now is the time to act boldly and wisely to not only revive this economy, but to build a new foundation for lasting prosperity, Obama said in his first joint session of Congress on February 24, 2009. Well, Obama's too busy taking vacations to do anything about the economy, ladies and gentlemen. The point is, they've worked very hard to destroy this economy. They're working very hard to destroy this country. And nothing is being done to address the real problems here in America. Let's talk about the World Trade Organization participation. Let's talk about NAFTA and GATT. None of this is being addressed. And this is the reason why our economy has tanked. We've got to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
And we're back. This is the National Intel Report, and no, I'm not John Stadtmiller. I'm Darren Weeks sitting in for John Stadtmiller as he is busy conducting business for the network. And moving along here, in the first segment, we were talking a little bit about the economy. And this is one of my rituals on a regular basis to wait every Thursday for the unemployment numbers to come out because I want to see what the spin is going to be. And as I was saying in the first segment of the show there, that we had another decrease of 27,000, they're saying, of initial first-time filers for unemployment, and then the number now is 341,000. Now, my understanding of this is that they say at the Department of Labor that the four-week moving average was 352,500, an increase of 1,500 from the previous week's average of 351,000. But the point is, ladies and gentlemen, every single week, week after week, for the last, I don't know, since probably at least 2008, we've had unemployment numbers. Many of those weeks were 400,000 plus and above. And we're still getting initial first-time filers of 350,000-plus people. What are these people doing? What are these folks doing? We have a situation here in this country, ladies and gentlemen, where our economy has been deliberately gutted by design. And the reason why I say that is because nothing really is being done other than quantitative easing and stimulus, the two evil twin fiscal policies that do are going to do nothing but drive this country further into the dirt. You can't spend your way into prosperity. What we need here, ladies and gentlemen, is a reversal of the policies that have been put into effect that got us here in the first place. Yes, the Federal Reserve is a major problem. I would say that even a bigger problem is the World Trade Organization. The globalization has driven this country into the dirt further and faster than anything else. I have an article up on newswithviews.com where I documented back a while ago the trade numbers under NAFTA when NAFTA went into effect. I believe, if I remember right, NAFTA was signed back in 1993, went into full effect back in 1995, and I pulled information from the U.S. Census Bureau's own website where they talked about how the trade deficit with Mexico skyrocketed after NAFTA. I mean, there's actual real numbers there. So if you go to newswithviews.com and click on my name, and I think the article is titled Unemployment, Now That's Sustainable. But that information is there along with the link to the actual numbers. But this is why your economy is in the toilet. This has been done by design, on purpose, and nothing's going to get any better until the policies that put us here are reversed. So we talked about food stamp use on the rise. CNS reported that the number of participants enrolled in food stamps, known as the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or SNAP, has risen dramatically. When Obama entered office in January of 2009, there were 31,939,110 Americans receiving food stamps. As of November of last year, there were 47,692,896 Americans enrolled. And they always play the Obama, Bush, and whoever the next president's going to be, back and forth Republican Democrat thing. But to be honest, any president, both presidents have got us here. Both parties have got us here. Bush 41, the 41st president, negotiated NAFTA, and Clinton signed it. Destroying this country is a bipartisan effort, ladies and gentlemen. In the meantime, we see from McClatchy, shelters seeing more elderly homeless. On the afternoon, let me skip down here. A 2010 study, they say, by the Homeless Research Institute, an arm of the National Alliance to End Homelessness, projected that the number of elderly people who are homeless would increase by 33% from 44,172 in 2010 to 58,772 by 2020. And would double from to 95,000 by 2050. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, economic uncertainty and economic devastation deliberately caused by these scumbags in public office, your Congress critters, is very, very beneficial when you consider that Chapter 7 of Agenda 21 promotes sustainable human settlement development. What is sustainable human settlement development? Well, I'm glad you asked. Every place around this world, and especially in America, we have a situation where communities are being rebuilt in accordance with Agenda 21, United Nations Blueprint for Sustainable Development. Many people have their houses built in areas where the community needs to be redesigned. What they're doing here is they are in the process of building cities, rebuilding cities in such a way so that all housing is within roughly a 5-mile radius of your workplace, of your entertainment needs, of your shopping centers. And the reason they want to do this is because they're putting rural areas off limits to human habitat. They're closing up more and more. In fact, I played last week on my show. There was a group of folks out in Pitkin, Colorado, who confronted the U.S. Forest Service because they're closing roads out there. And they've gotten to the point where they're so frustrated by this that they brought in their own bulldozers and said, we're not going to take this anymore. And they were ready to open up the roads And the Forest Service ended up begging them not to. And finally, the Forest Service, when they saw the people were serious about this, they finally backed down and they finally agreed that, okay, we'll open the roads and then we'll talk about this. But that's what it's going to take, folks. It's going to take you folks being active at a state and local level. And I sound like a broken record, those that have been listening to me for years, because this is the thing that I always promote. You're never going to get anywhere by bombarding Congress. I've called Congress I don't know how many times. They tend to be rude to you on the phone. And I'm not trying to discourage anybody from trying to be active on a national level. But folks, you know, Einstein once said that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. How many times are we going to keep doing the same things and expecting to have Congress bend to our whims? They don't work for you anymore. They don't work for you anymore. Oh, we have representative government, but who are they representing? They're not representing the people. They're representing corporate interests. They're representing foreign interests. But they're certainly not representing you, and that seems to be very apparent to me today. And if it's not apparent to you, well, you just haven't been paying attention. So I'm going to leave that there. We see higher retail sales growth slows as higher taxes kick in. That's from Reuters. They say retail sales barely rose in January as tax increases and higher gasoline prices restrained spending, setting up the economy for the only modest growth in the first quarter. Commerce Department said on Wednesday, retail sales edged up 0.1% after 0.5% rise in December. The small increase suggested the expiration of a 2% payroll tax cut on January 1st, and higher tax rates for wealthier Americans were hurting the economy. And that's all higher taxes ever do, is hurt the economy. Common sense should dictate, folks, that whenever you take money from the people, they're going to end up having not as much money to spend. Duh. But anyway, Walmart has announced that they have slow sales. Apparently the worst sales in 7 years, according to one executive. Bloomberg reports they had the worst sales start in the month, to a month in 7 years, as payroll tax increases hit shoppers already battling a slow economy, according to internal emails obtained by Bloomberg. Quote, in case you haven't seen a sales report these days, February MTD sales are a total disaster, unquote. Jerry Murray, Walmart Vice President of Finance and Logistics, said in a February 12th email to other executives referring to month-to-date sales. He continued, the worst start in a month I have seen in my 7 years with the company. And, folks, you should be boycotting Walmart anyway, because Walmart does more business with Communist China than any other business establishment. Matter of fact, I remember reading back some time ago now that if Walmart was a country, they would be the eighth largest trading partner with Communist China. Walmart puts local businesses, mom and pop shops, out of business every place they go. Walmart is a predator and a scourge in our cities and needs to be avoided at all costs, ladies and gentlemen. Moving along here, we're almost up to break time already. But there's a lot of things going on here. I'm going to finish up hopefully soon with the economic news. A lot of other things happening with regard to Homeland Security that I want to get into as well. We have John McCain last week on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace saying some very chilling things. We're in a day here under the guise of keeping you safe that the government now is declaring that they have the right to kill Americans. If this shouldn't be a wake-up call to everybody, I don't know what is. Anyway, we've got to take the break. We'll be back here in a moment. This is the National Intel Report. I'm Darren Weeks, sitting in for John Stadtmiller as the evening continues. Can't you see I'm working? Working.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
National Intel Report. I'm Darren Weeks, sitting in for John Stettmiller today. As we continue on here, by the way, my website, if anybody wants to check it out, is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And my email address is radio@governamerica.com. That's radio@governamerica.com. As we continue on, I've been addressing some economic news. And of course, we see Obama's now taking another vacation, he and Michelle Obama, separately. Obama's going to Florida. You know, it's kind of interesting that at a time when we have all these layoffs, and Obama came out and said that he will not rest until anyone can find a good job. Well, he's done an awful lot of resting. Apparently, he's taken 57 vacations since making that promise. And, of course, you know, there's talk about a congressional pay cut. Nancy Pelosi's up there bellyaching and whining and saying that it's undermining the dignity of the job, as if any of these scumbags in Congress have any dignity. But anyway, folks, the answer is not Washington. Washington is the problem. The answer is through your state and local government. And this is the thing that we talk about a lot on my show, is that, you know, I like to promote Jeannie Burlsworth's directions for solutions, because that's what everyone needs to be focused upon, is our solutions. And one of the things that she's involved with that we are trying to help her with is to organize people on a state level to get active. There are state directors. In fact, she's got a website, securetherepublic.com. I encourage you to check that out, securetherepublic.com. She's got a website, Secure Arkansas, for those that live in Arkansas. They have contacts there under Secure Arkansas with every single county. I think they have like 75 counties in Arkansas. And she's got contacts, people there that she's actively involved with grassroots organizing and getting people to work with their state legislators there in all 75 counties. So if you live in Arkansas, I encourage you to plug in. She's also looking for directors, state directors for the other counties or for the other states. So I encourage you to check that out and to become actively involved. Because if we get our state legislators, if we get our states under control, listeners, then we can get our federal government under control through the states. And that, in my opinion, is the only thing that's going to work. Otherwise, you're just wasting your time. And we're going to keep going down this rat hole of globalization. Moving along here, we see Fed's holdings of U.S. government debt hit a record $1.6 trillion. That's $1,696,000,000,000. It's just, this is up 257% under Obama. And we can, again, blame Obama. But what's the next president going to be? Even worse. I don't care if it's Republican or Democrat. You know, we got to get out of this nonsense where we're kicking the football back and forth. I mean, I think most people anymore in the mainstream are playing this game where they approach their politics like they do their sports. My team's got the ball, so everything's good. My team's a Republican team, or my team is the Democrat team, and they got the ball. Folks, there's one team, and they're both not, neither one of them are representing you. Here we see from Bloomberg, China eclipses U.S. as biggest trading nation. They say, and this was just a few days ago, February 10th, China surpassed the U.S. to become the world's biggest trading nation last year as measured by the sum of exports and imports of goods, official figures from both countries show. U.S. exports and imports of goods last year totaled $3.82 trillion, the U.S. Commerce Department said last week. China's Customs and Administration reported last month that the country's trade in goods in 2012 amounted to $3.87 trillion. China's growing influence in global commerce threatens to disrupt regional trading blocs as it becomes the most important commercial partner for some countries. Germany may export twice as much to China by the end of the decade as it does to France, estimated Goldman Sachs Group Incorporated Jim O'Neill. He says, for so many countries around the world, China is becoming the rapidly becoming the most important bilateral trade partner. And who built up China, ladies and gentlemen? Every time you go to the store, like Walmart, you're building up China. See, all of this stuff has been done to us deliberately. Anyway, moving along here. There's just no end to it. We got the Obamacare law, which has been passed, which I like to call insurance care because that's really what it is. The insurance companies wrote the doggone thing. Virginia workers' part-time hours have been capped due to this health law. That was from HamptonRoads.com, and we're already at the bottom of the hour break. Incredible. All right, let's take the break. We'll be back here in a moment. This is the National Intel Report. I'm Darren Weeks, sitting in for John Stettmiller today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
And this is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Darren Weeks, sitting in for John Stettmiller this afternoon as he's taking an extended weekend. Hopefully he can get some rest and relaxation and do some things that he wants to do rather than doing everything he has to do. And by the way, folks, support the network. We are growing here at RBN. We're branching out, increasing our numbers. But you folks can be a part of that, helping, you know, to further this along. We have the generic RBN business cards available, $10 per 100. Includes shipping, free bumper sticker, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's excellent DVD, America from Freedom to Fascism. You can donate online at republicbroadcasting.org, or you can send a check or money order payable, FRNs wrapped in foil, that's fine, to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Once again, Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can also call during business hours. I don't know if there's anybody there right now, but normally during business hours, yes, I think they are still there for another 25 minutes or so, at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Continuing on, we were talking a little bit about the Obamacare thing before the break. Virginia We're seeing more and more reports now of different businesses scaling back their workforces because in anticipation of the Obamacare law, when this thing was first passed, there was, I remember covering the fact that there were a number of different franchise owners of restaurants, big national chains, but the franchisees are small business owners, basically. And what they've done, they got together and they were talking about what the impact of this so-called health care law was going to be on their business, because they didn't really think it was going to be that costly. They thought that many of the reports had been hyped. And many of them have come out and said, we're going to have to cut our workforce to the bone. There's many full-time employees that are going to be cut to part-time. And we're already starting to see reports of that happening. I believe, if I remember correctly, Obamacare, the bill, sets a threshold of something like 50 employees or something like that, and higher than that is they're going to be taxed much more. Anyway, I don't remember the details now, but we're seeing now Virginia workers' part-time hours capped due to health law. They say thousands of part-time state workers, including many in Hampton Roads, are being told that they'll be allowed to work no more than 29 hours a week going forward. Now, what's this going to do to the economy? As we were discussing this in the first half hour, ladies and gentlemen, Obamacare is going to devastate the economy even further than it already has, than the economy has already been. And again, I would assert that this is by design. They say the Federal Affordable Health Care Act requires that employees working 30 hours a week or more receive health care benefits, which would cost Virginia tens of millions of dollars a year. Now, the new policy will mean a pay cut for many part-timers, including adjunct college professors. The 29-hour limit is on its way to becoming state law, thanks to language inserted into the state budget at the request of Governor Bob McDonald's administration. Now, the language appears, and by the way, Bob McDonald, another scumbag traitor, listeners, this is the guy, he went over to communist China. He was very involved in the U.S.-China Governors Forum, as I recall. So you see, it's like our officials everywhere you go are selling us out. But on a state level, we can do something about this. But not unless you get active and be involved and network with people. They say the language of the bill appears in both versions of the budget adopted Thursday by the Senate and House of Delegates. The language limits wage employees, the state's term for those paid by the hour, in all branches of state government to an average of 29 hours a week over the course of a year. So I think we got that going on. In the meantime, from Virginia, we go to California, where the LA Times reports that the state lacks doctors to meet demand of national health care law. They say lawmakers are working on proposals that would enable physician assistants, nurse practitioners, optometrists and pharmacists to diagnose, treat, and manage some illnesses. And you people think you're going to get more increasingly quality care? Yeah, I wouldn't hold my breath. And bear in mind, there are some situations going on with regard to software. Now, increasingly, there's going to be, and we've covered this also, there's a software program that these assistants are going to be plugging in information, symptoms of illnesses, and getting out of this the path to treatment. This is already something that's in the works and is going to be increasingly used. But all this boils down to, once again, I come back, and by the way, there's a full chapter in Agenda 21, which deals with health care and health issues. But this Obamacare situation is going to lead to rationing. And already we're seeing that as evidenced by that LA Times piece. And I hearken back to 2009 when this was being considered. Washington Times quoted Barack Obama with a very chilling quote. They say President Obama admitted he wants the government to decide what health care Americans receive. This is his quote. He says, there's always going to be an asymmetry of information between patient and provider. And part of what I think the government can do effectively is to be an honest broker in assessing and evaluating treatment options. So there you have it, listeners. The government's going to decide when to pull the plug on your health care insurance. And this falls perfectly in line with Agenda 21. Because under Agenda 21, the useless eaters, people who are not contributing to society in accordance with what the government, the establishment, thinks they should be. You know, if you're sucking off of the productivity of society, you're going to be eliminated. And that means handicapped people. That means people who are elderly. You're going to be targeted increasingly under this system. And this is the compassion of globalism. And by the way, if you want to read that whole article, we have a full section on the website at governamerica.com devoted to government health care. There's many things in that section I encourage you to check out, including many horror stories about what's going on with regard to the United Kingdom government health care system. Things like, you know, patients with terminal illnesses being made to die prematurely. Things like that, you know, man collapses with ruptured appendix 3 weeks after National Health Service doctors took it out. Bed shortage forces 4,000 mothers to give birth in corridors, lifts, offices, and hospital toilets. This is all in the UK government health care under their system over there. Is this what we got to look forward to here in the United States, listeners? I think so. And so this is what people need to be. But bear in mind, once again, the solution to this, like so many other things, like the national ID system, which is coming down the pipe, all this stuff is being implemented and can be nullified on the state level if people focus on the states. This is the solution that you need to be focused upon. Not changing the Constitution. I just got an email yesterday, which I responded to. There are folks now that are saying that there should be another amendment to the Constitution to fix Washington, you know, and this amendment would supposedly instruct, I guess, for lack of a better word, the politicians to interpret the Constitution as the way it was originally written. I mean, come on, folks. Do you really think this is going to do anything? What we need is not another amendment to the Constitution for people to ignore, for the Congress critters to ignore. What we need is enforcement by the states. I mean, if somebody breaks into your house to steal your goods or to violate your wife or your family, to assault you, is the solution tougher laws? I mean, these people are criminals already. They're already lawbreakers. So the answer to dealing with these people is not tougher laws. The answer to dealing with the criminals in Washington, D.C. is not a stricter constitution. They're already ignoring the Constitution. So it's ridiculous to think that any amendment is going to solve anything. But yet you've got these clowns out here that are promoting a constitutional convention. I am told that there is a lawmaker in South Dakota that's traveling the country right now pushing for con-cons throughout the states. In-state legislatures. This is not the solution, folks. This will open up our Constitution potentially to be rewritten. And that is exactly what we do not want. Yes, I know that the Constitution is being ignored. But it's very obvious to me, from seeing how the establishment keeps pushing for a con-con, very obvious to me that there is something in it that they want. That thing means something to the American people. And that thing, you know, when they're trying to get you lost in the wilderness without any direction as to know where the place that we should be in America, The last thing in the world the establishment wants is road signs for you to help find your way back. And that's where we are in America. A constitutional the Constitution is a road sign. The Constitution is a map to where we should be here in the United States toward restoration of our republic. And the other side doesn't want you to have that map. And that is why they are targeting our Constitution in such a way. There is already a Constitution. As a matter of fact, I think it was the Rockefellers spent millions of dollars years ago writing the Constitution for the New States of America. The New States Constitution, which basically says that any rights you have, well, they're at the whim of government. Put that in a search engine and look it up. Very chilling. And the very first statement, as I recall, basically says that you have no rights if they're under a state of emergency. Well, we've been in a state of emergency our entire lives, listeners. We're in a perpetual state of emergency. Moving along here, and I've spent a lot of time on the economy, but I think it's important because it ties in with so many, it really scratches exactly where most people itch today in this country. We see Vladimir Putin over there in Russia. It just bought a boatload of gold, 570 metric tons of gold. Bloomberg reports Putin says that the U.S. is endangering the global economy by abusing its dollar monopoly, and he's betting on it. Not only has Putin made Russia the world's largest oil producer, he's also made it the biggest gold buyer. His central bank has added 570 metric tons of the metal in the past decade, a quarter more than runner-up China. And there it is, China again, according to the International Monetary Fund. The added gold is almost triple the weight of the Statue of Liberty. So there you go. Frequently, John Stadtmiller, and we have the Republic Trading Group here, folks. You can buy gold and silver. It's been going down in price, probably being held down artificially. However, it presents a buying opportunity for you. So call Republic Trading Group. Give Paul Drockton a call. He'll be on today after this program. I think that's about all I'm going to do with regard to the economic news. So much going on, we could certainly probably spend a whole show on the economy. Washington Post laying off more people. Anyway, we see also from the New York Times, moving along here with regard to the war, they say decision on Afghan troop levels calculates political and military interests. They say President Obama's decision to remove 34,000 American troops in Afghanistan by this time next year represents a careful balancing of political interests and military requirements. The decision, which administration officials disclosed on Tuesday, and which Mr. Obama highlighted in his State of the Union address, enables the White House to say that slightly more than half of the 66,000-strong American force will be out of Afghanistan by the end of February 2014. Now, folks, do you really think we're ever going to be out of Afghanistan? If you think that we're leaving Afghanistan, then I've got some oceanfront property to sell you real cheap. Because, you know, it seems to me like I recall very clearly Obama's, as a matter of fact, here's the audio right here. This is what he promised back in 2007.
I will promise you this, that if we have not gotten our troops out by the time I am president, it is the first thing I will do. I will get our troops home. We will bring an end to this war. You can take that to the bank.
Okay, 4 years later, we're still waiting, Mr. Obama, or Barry Sotoro, or whatever your name is. And this is the point, listeners. We're not leaving Afghanistan. If you think we're leaving Afghanistan, you're out of your mind. But we have drones going on over there, increasingly, you know, under the guise of fighting terrorism. Our country is increasingly creating, we've made, our administrations have made a war of terror. So many people being killed and murdered, slaughtered around the world by these drones. Pentagon has just come out with a new medal for cyber drone wars. And it's shameful. And those of you who are in the military, I encourage you. I realize I've been encouraging folks to go AWOL from the military since I've been on the air, but there's actually a way that you can get out, according to one of my listeners here. You can go to the website. On the right-hand side of the website, there's a piece that says, those of you who want out of the military, click here. You're tired of fighting and dying in senseless wars, click here. And there's ways that you can get out of the military and do it without a dishonorable discharge. I highly encourage you folks to do that. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back here in a moment. Stay with us.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
All right, we're back. The National Intel Report. I'm your host, Darren Weeks, sitting in for John Stettmiller today. As we continue on here, by the way, I mentioned earlier about the Obamacare law. There's another thing that the Housing and Urban Development Program is doing, and I want to point this out. I covered this last Saturday on my show, but federal agencies are now working supposedly to make homes healthier. This is something that I think is very chilling, because ultimately it looks to me like that we already know that they have talked. In fact, it was reported in WorldNet Daily, home visitations for parents to offer counseling for raising their children. This is a part of the Obamacare program that was written by Chuck Norris. Well, now here comes another excuse for the federal government to supposedly invade your private space. And they, you know, they're saying, well, this is a voluntary program. To which I always say, yeah, just like they say the income tax is voluntary. But anyway, the Housing and Urban Development Program now has a program called Federal Agencies Working to Make Healthy Homes Safer. It's called Advancing Healthy Housing, a Strategy for Action. From the HUD, the official HUD website, White House Council on Environmental Quality, or CEQ, Chair Nancy Sutley, Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lisa Jackson, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Director Sean Donovan, and the Surgeon General Regina Benjamin, MD, Deputy Secretary of Energy Daniel Poneman. There's a whole host of federal agencies involved in this program. The initiative, they say, represents a bold new vision for addressing the nation's health and economic burdens caused by preventable hazards associated with the home. The Strategy for Action encourages federal agencies to take preemptive actions that will help reduce the number of American homes with health and safety hazards. People in the United States spend about 70% of their time in a home. Currently, millions of U.S. homes have moderate to severe physical housing problems, including dilapidated structure, roofing problems, heating, plumbing, and electrical deficiencies, water leaks and intrusion, pests, damaged paint, and high radon gas levels. They say these conditions are associated with a wide range of health issues, including unintentional injuries, respiratory illnesses like asthma and radon-induced lung cancer, lead poisoning, result in lost school days for children, as well as lost productivity in the labor force. And there you have it, listeners. You are a labor slave. Increasingly, as they suck more out of your economy, as the Federal Reserve increasingly inflates your money supply and robs you of your buying power, you are becoming a debt slave. And so, to mitigate the fact that you might be taking days off because you're sick, hey, we're here to help you. We want to come in and inspect your home. Oh, boy. They say the health and economic burdens of preventable hazards associated with the home are considerable and cost billions of dollars. Strategy for Action unifies for the first time federal action to advance healthy housing, demonstrating the connection between housing conditions and residents' health. It also promotes strategies and methods intended to reduce in-home health hazards in a cost-effective manner. Has the government ever done anything in a cost-effective manner, listeners? I don't think so. All right, I'm going to leave that there. We have another hour to go here on the National Intel Report. I'm Darren Weeks, sitting in for John Stettmiller, as hour number two of the program is straight ahead. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.